You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
You're listening to Women in Leadership Podcast, episode 61. Hi, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, brand and communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Welcome to another episode of Women in Leadership Podcast, the podcast that empowers you to reach your full potential. On today's show, I'm going to share information that I had on one of my previous podcasts, Coaches Connection Podcast, and I spoke about three common mistakes, no-nos, if you will, when it comes to building your unique signature brand. Now, if you're doing these three no-nos, it will keep your business stuck. It will stop you from attracting new clients, and it'll certainly prevent you from getting new clients and enrolling them into your business. You know, a number of years ago, one of the areas that I focused on in my business was to help coaches build their business. However, now, as many of you know, my company has diversified and specialized into helping clients in becoming the influential voice in their field with their own podcast series. And the issues and common mistakes that I saw back then with regards to creating a unique signature brand with coaches, well, you know what? It's one of the reasons why business owners are still going to struggle to become an influential voice, even if they do have their own podcast. And it's because they fall into the trap of making these three common mistakes. And that's one of the reasons why I want to replay this, because as I'm having conversations with people who say, Anne-Marie, can you help us put together a three-part, a six-part, or our own podcast series? We really need to focus and concentrate on really building their unique signature brand, their unique signature voice first, as it can become very difficult to really stand out if you just sound like everybody else, even if you have your own podcast. So on today's show, there are things that I want to cover. There's three common mistakes when it comes to building a unique signature brand. Please use this as a checklist and ensure you're not struggling and doing the same thing, as well as an inspirational message to nourish your mind, body, and spirit for the week ahead, which is what I used to do on the Coaches Connection podcast. So let's get on with the show. Today's words of wisdom to help you take your coaching practice to the next level. Now, I started my business well over 19 years ago. In fact, it might even be 20 years. Shows my age. Anyway, my very first business was a secretarial practice and bookkeeping services. Oh, goodness, that seems like such a long, long, long time ago. But anyway, my secretarial practice then transitioned into helping people type up their resumes, getting ready in their careers. And from there, I started up my career coaching practice after, you know, doing more studies and developing my knowledge and experience in that area, which I still have today, my coaching practice in careers with the team supporting me. And of course, now I also have my business coaching practice, which is where I focus most of my time and energy on. Now, when looking back, I can see just how much my business has evolved. And thank goodness, because it certainly wasn't always like what it is today with the branding, with the positioning and all of that. And I remember when I started my secretarial and bookkeeping practice, back then I had absolutely no idea about branding, creating a signature brand, and the important steps that I needed to build a successful service-based business. So pretty much what I did was I printed out a stack of flyers, created something very basic and simple on Word, printed them out, and I also placed an advertisement in the local newspaper, and I sat back and I waited for the phone to ring. Boy, was I disappointed. Now, while I managed to pick up a few clients here and there, I certainly wasn't creating the strong presence that I needed to attract a steady stream of prospects to my door. And when I did get the occasional inquiry, I'd find more often than not that I'd have to justify my price and offer a discount in order to win the job. Now, that word discount is the D word. I don't really use that very often anymore. In fact, I don't. In fact, it's a do not use word that I'll often share with clients too. Don't say the D word. Anyway, so not only was I struggling to get clients, I was also struggling to get paid what I was worth. And disappointment turned into frustration, And frustration then turned into exhaustion as I tried everything that I could think of to improve my results. But even with the increased advertising, because I thought that's what I needed to do, more advertising, more flyers being circulated in the local area, it didn't have anywhere near the impact that I'd hoped for. Now, fast forward to today, and I should have got a little audio snippet for that, shouldn't I? Thank goodness that I invested in personal and professional development, because the lessons I learned from my business coach and mentor were incredibly valuable, and it showed me where I had gone wrong, what I should have done when I opened up my secretarial and bookkeeping services and, or business, and of course, in my career coaching practice. And these are the same steps that I did take actually when I evolved my business from the secretarial and bookkeeping service into the career coaching and personal branding for executives. And they were the exact same steps that I used when I expanded my business to include work with heart-centered solopreneurs, so other coaches to help them boost their credibility, their visibility, and hireability so that they can get noticed, booked, and paid what they're worth. So do you want to know what one of the many important lessons that I learned, which ended up being a pivotal turning point for me personally and in my business? Do you want to know what that is or what that was? Learning how to build a strong brand. In fact, it was the lessons about branding and developing a personal brand that I learned many years ago that prompted me to follow this career path. I was hooked, and I found personal branding for both executives and solopreneurs. I found it fascinating, and I recognized that so many service-based solopreneurs were also, like me, doing it wrong and struggling with the exact same issues that I'd been facing when I first started my business. So if you're at the stage in your business where you're branding, or maybe you're even rebranding your business, here are three of the top mistakes, or the top no-nos that you'll want to avoid. The first no-no is trying to emulate what other successful people are doing. And I recently tweeted, want to build a strong brand? Authenticity and integrity are vital. Don't try to be something that you're not. It will show. Now, to put this into context, I want you to imagine this. Picture this. One of your competitors has a charismatic yet controversial style, and she is known for dropping a few colorful words when voicing her opinion. She's all about shaking things up, destroying the status quo, and if she doesn't like something, she'll tell you in her usually very powerful and edgy manner. Now, by the way, these are all qualities and characteristics of the Maverick archetype from the Branding with Archetype system that I use with solopreneurs who are going through the unique signature branding process. Now, back to the example. This person who has this charismatic yet controversial style, she's got a large following on her social media networks who just love her work, and her business is thriving. And seeing all of her successes and achievements, you try and emulate these qualities and approach in your business. But guess what? It's exhausting, it feels awkward, and despite your efforts, you're just not attracting anywhere near the results that you had hoped for. In fact, you're still the world's best kept secret, and you're feeling miserable and frustrated. Well, no wonder, because trying to be someone that you are not takes an enormous amount of energy. And more importantly, it's not the real you that's showing up in your business. So of course it feels unnatural, it feels awkward. So the question that I asked in my article, Personal Branding, is authenticity important? Yes, authenticity is crucial, especially when it comes to your brand. And that's why when taking my clients through my Unearth Your Inner Brilliance branding programs, I ask them over 50 insightful questions about themselves to uncover their unique gifts, their traits, their characteristics, their mission, their likes, and their dislikes. And by the way, I'll be sure to put the links in for you to my article, Personal Branding, Is Authenticity Really Important? I'll put the link there, and I'll also put the link to my programs in case you want to check them out. So to check them out, go to the show notes, which you'll find over at www.ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/CCP44. Because I tell you this, nothing speaks louder and more powerfully than when you give yourself permission to show up as you, the unique you in your business. So that's no-no number one. No-no number two, you listen to the advice of others, to everybody else. Now, despite their best of intentions to provide you with sound branding advice and how you can distinguish your services from everyone else, it's impossible for anyone to truly understand your vision, your values, and your core beliefs. And these are things that you stand for. It's the core of who you are and one of the many aspects that you should identify as you work through the branding process. Now, I've been a personal branding strategist for well over a decade, and I've helped numerous clients over that time define and build a powerful magnetic signature brand, a brand that stands out. However, in all of those years, never, ever, ever have I told a client what they should be doing with their brand, how they should act, what they should say, or what their brand attributes, their strengths, their brand voice, or their brand story should be. Never have I said to them, this is what you should be doing, and ignoring everything else that they kind of, that comes up for them, you know, intuitively, that they think this is really what I want to share. My own values and my beliefs can cloud a client's true essence, which is why I'll never tell someone what they should be. But what I do, rather, I'll ask the right questions and present them with the right tools to help them unearth what I call their inner brilliance and the key elements that will help them identify the core elements of who they are. And all of this information united, in collaboration, in unity, will then become part of their own powerful magnetic signature brand. So when working on identifying key elements for your brand, make sure that whatever you incorporate into your brand is uniquely you, resonates with who you are and what you stand for, and not what someone else has told you that you should be. All right. And also needs to resonate with your ideal client. That's also part of what's really important in identifying your signature brand too. But it comes from you, which leads me to the number three, no-no. You work on all of your external brand touch points, but not the core elements of your brand. And the branding process, guess what that starts with? It must start with you. The core of your brand must reflect vital elements such as your mission, your values, your purpose, your unique characteristics and key factors that drive you forward with immense passion, and why you've chosen the work you do with your clients. That's going to influence your signature brand and how you will continue to show up in the world. So it's what you stand for. Now, a gentleman by the name of Jim Signorelli outlines in his story brand videos that the branding process should start with identifying the inner layers of your brand. It's the why you do what you do. It's the cause that you're trying to promote. And I totally agree with what Jim says. So once you've identified these core elements, then you can start to work on the outer layers of your brand, such as your logo, your brochures, your designs, and other brand touch points. And those touch points are the things that are going to communicate your brand, all of the visual kind of elements. So start first with the core elements of your brand, then move out onto the outer layers of your brand. Now, for me, taking the time to work on all of these areas, they made a significant difference to my business. Now, and that has continued to evolve over the years. So even I've just recently gone through a whole rebranding where I've updated my external factors like the logo and my website and so forth, which you can check out at www.annemariecross.com. Looks very different to what it was about a month or so ago because I have evolved. But it was directed from the inner core, who I was, the value, where I was, my mission, my stand for. Now, having a powerful magnetic signature brand, what's that going to give you? Well, it's similarly to what has it enabled me to do, and that was to get immense clarity and focus on who I was and how I wanted to show up in the world. And subsequently, I've been able to position myself as an expert. I've been able to charge a higher fee due to increased perceived value by my ideal clients. I've been able to create a powerful, clear, and consistent message. I've been able to attract my ideal client, and I've been able to create a unique signature brand that is difficult to copy. And I have seen a number of people try and emulate me and what I do. But because this is authentically and uniquely me, one person in particular that I can think of, I'm not going to mention any names, I've just noticed that she's gone through a complete rebranding again, because you know what? It wasn't unique to her. And she wasn't my brand archetypes. And this is why it probably felt quite strange for her, because that's just not who she was. If you're trying to emulate someone else and it feels awkward, that's probably why, because that's not authentically, uniquely you. Now, by defining and building a powerful, magnetic signature brand, you can achieve all the things that I've just mentioned as well. So over to you. Have you taken the time to define the core elements of your brand? And if not, maybe that's why you're still kind of struggling to show up uniquely and as a distinguished way out there in the marketplace. What are you so passionate about the work that you do? Why is it? Is this reflected in your signature brand? And let me know in the comment box below. It's always great to hear from you. Okay, today's inspirational tip, and this is by Dale Archer, and I love this. When you're always trying to conform to the norm, you lose your uniqueness, which can be the foundation to your greatness. Let me say that again, it's so powerful. When you're always trying to conform to the norm, you lose your uniqueness, which can be the foundation to your greatness. Dale, I absolutely agree with that. Don't try and be what everyone else is telling you you should be or what they're doing, because often you will lose your uniqueness, and rather let that shine through, because often and absolutely when you identify what makes you unique, what makes you special, what makes you you, that is going to be the foundation, the actual core of what makes you great. And once you identify that and allow that to show up in all of your communications, whether you are speaking to someone face to face, whether you're recording a podcast like I'm doing now, whether you are writing an article, whether you're writing a tweet, a post, whatever it is, recording a video, when you know that unique element which makes you you, that is the foundation to your greatness, and that's how you're going to show up and why people are going to fall in love with you and want to recommend you and want to do business with you. So very important. Thanks for sharing that, Dale. That brings us to the end of another show. So what I would love for you to do is this week, go ahead and give us a shout out, and we'll certainly make sure that we shout back. Now, if this was an episode that you really enjoyed and got value from, can I encourage you to head on over to iTunes, www.ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/CCP iTunes. Subscribe to the show, leave a comment, and of course give us a rating. I'd so appreciate this, as this really makes a huge difference, helps me take the message out to as many coaches as possible. And of course you can play an incredibly important role in helping me to do that. Now, just a reminder, if you've got a question that you'd like me to answer in an upcoming show, head on over to ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/CCP connect. Remember to leave your name, your business name, and your question, and I look forward to answering that in an upcoming show. Until then, bye for now. Be brilliant. This is Anne Marie.